All right, Zach, here we go. It's your time to shine.
All right.
It's just two of us here, buddy. Touring Giants podcast, episode number 224. We had someone drop out. I hope he's doing well. Lucas, you're in our thoughts, you and your blown outlets. The man moved and suddenly lost all of his electricity.
Oof.
But we're here. Farhad here, the host that loves you the most. And I really do. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Touring Giants podcast, number 224. Zaki Stugatz is here with me, my friend. He's dedicated,
Ciao,
if
ciao.
nothing, right?
How
What's
we
up,
doing?
buddy? How you doing, man?
All right, man. How are you?
Good, good. If you're watching this on Spotify, which is a new awesome thing we've discovered, we've switched our podcast to Spotify, and you can actually watch us on your phone. You know how? Hey, look at Zaki, handsome bastard right there. Look at you. We're wearing glass. Is that, are they called glasses or bifocals? What the fuck do you call them?
I mean, you can call them either or, it's both correct.
I've never worn glasses in my life, and yesterday I had them, like, I got them 6 months ago. I just have to start getting used to them. So are you getting a
Hey, you'll get used to it.
and
Give
a
it
new
time.
look? Yeah, now that I take them off, it does start to hurt, so I just need to get used to it.
Yeah.
But I think I will switch to contacts. I don't think glasses are my John, as they say in Philadelphia.
Yeah, my John. Yeah, no, contacts are good. My problem is, at least with the contacts that I have, like right around like 7 or 8 hours of having them in, my eye starts to get irritated. They're like, get these things off. Like, I don't want these anymore. They just dry out. So, but I mean, like, especially like if I'm playing like a game or whatever, I'm not wearing these. Hell no. Like, I'm putting contacts in. Or if like I'm going to like a show or something like that, like I'll put contacts in.
Oh, you go hard at the show, huh? You go see bands that no one's heard of.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that as a disrespect. You
No,
you
not at
you
all.
you're in the trenches, dude. You can, like, shake hands with the headliners because they're so underground. Mad props, though. I'm not making fun of you.
No, not at all. No, sometimes, yeah, for sure. Like I have friends who are in bands who will be the headliners like that. Just because, I mean, I was in a hardcore punk band for a
Oh
while
shit.
and
What
I
was your
toured.
name? What was the name of the band?
We were called Threads, like the threads of your shirt. I think the name sucked, but
I think so too.
we didn't know what to do with ourselves. Like I, you know, and there
Where
was this re
did it come from, the threads? I
there
think
was
at least
this
call it threads.
yeah, right. There was this band called Now that put out this record called Threads in like right around the time we were just starting the band, and like my bandmates were obsessed with the record, and that's where the name comes from.
That's
And I
cool.
was like, yeah, I guess. But
That's
not, man, it was fun. Like we toured, we did like all up and down the East Coast. We went as far west
Damn.
as I wasn't with the band when this happened because I was at a wedding in California, but they went as far west as Texas.
How long
Yeah,
was the
man.
wedding, dude? You couldn't join them on tour.
Well, because it was like travel, and then like we stayed out there and did like some like looking around and like really like kind of soaked it in because I had never been to LA before. So yeah, it was like one of those things where like it was like a 10-day tour. So like they were like the drives had to be just awful because they were going
Listen.
basically like all the way across to Texas and then up a little bit and then back, which is
Fun fact. Geography nerds over here. If you go from the top of Texas to Wisconsin, it will be shorter than going from top of Texas to the bottom of Texas. That's how fucking huge Texas is. And I've driven through Texas when I lived there as a foreign exchange student. The place is massive.
Yeah, that.
Massive. You can drive for 8 hours and still be in Texas. So
Yeah.
I feel what you're saying.
Yeah. That was kind of like how we felt. Like not Texas level, but that's kind of like when we hit Florida. It was like, all right, well, we're gonna be in
It is
Florida for a
cool.
while. It's like, oh, we're playing a show. We play a show in Tampa. And then I remember there was this one show we played in Tampa, or no, we played in the Panhandle and then had to go to Tampa. And we had like an early show in Tampa. So we had to go overnight from the Panhandle to Tampa. And we did like an overnighter. I mean, I didn't drive, I was sleeping, but
Oh, I can
like my
imagine
bandmate,
driving.
it was wild. Like, it's the craziest thing, just a Just a quick aside.
School is here. We got not much to discuss. I mean, I have a whole list here, but
my bandmates swear that they saw something in like the woods or like the swamp of like the panhandle. And they, for like the longest, they were like all tripped out. They're like, dude, what was that? It was a Yeti. Or like, I don't know. They were going crazy thinking they saw,
a bunch of dudes in a van in a punk rock band. Sure. It's definitely not drugs.
No. Those guys at the time were like sober. Like they didn't do any drugs or anything like that. They were like kids still. Like they were like every bit of 20. Like we were young.
That's my experience for anything.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. Yeah, nah, man. It was something in the air.
Florida. Lucas is now texting us, telling us he could join us halfway. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, Florida. I mean, there's a reason Florida is the craziest place in the U.S. You know,
yeah.
Washington State and Florida. That's where all the craziest stories come from.
Oh, really? I didn't know Washington State. Damn.
Right. Oh, Washington State is a serial killer capital of America, man.
Oh.
Anyways, Alessandro Bel Piero saying hello. How you guys like my background here? I worked on it so hard. It's on a budget, but I feel like a little studio is finally taking shape. So I'm really happy. I got Chiellini behind me. I got my boxing ring mic over here. I took that from Snatch, my favorite movie. You know, when a guy introduces the one punch machine.
Yeah, dude.
You know how old school boxing mics hanging from the ceiling. I got my ADP signed jersey here. I got a little Tooting Giant swag. I mean, these I need to re-release these hoodies. They're so sweet.
It's old school.
All right. Yes. First release ever. Let's get into it, buddy. You can listen to us on all podcast platforms. You can watch us on Spotify. You can watch us on YouTube. Please go to TooringGiants.com. Check out our new releases. Something I wanted to bring up about Touring Giants is that we are now working with the almighty Dan Colosimo. Colo 99 is part of the Touring Giants clothing group now. He's the guy, obviously, responsible for all the designs. You're going to start seeing us stepping up our game a little bit, and he'll be doing a lot of the announcements and a lot of the designs for us. So Dan is a cool dude. Everyone knows Dan Colo. So happy he said yes to my proposal, and we'll definitely be releasing some fun stuff and little upgraded designs. I wanted to mention that TooringGiants.com. The easiest way to support this podcast is to literally purchase a sticker. It's $5 free shipping. A lot of fun stuff from a lot of talented graphic designers on our website, TooringGiants.com. We will be discussing the Pogba / Bonucci situation. I don't know why I'm putting them both. It just seems like controversy we don't need, so I'm kind of lumping them together. We'll, of course, talk about the Lazio game. I'm still buzzing. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm riding high, baby.
And anything that comes in between. There's a bunch of... I actually took notes, baby. Come on.
That's I'm good.
I'm old school with it.
I love it.
Yellow notepad. You know where I got that from? Do you know that? I always forget his name. The actor who always plays badasses, John, he was in Breaking Bad. He was in Walking Dead.
Oh,
Wolf of Wall Street, the guy with the broken nose, ultimate badass.
Yeah.
John Rosenthal.
John Bernthal, yeah.
Bernthal, something like that. Yeah. He was on Hot Ones, and he was talking about how he goes through just palettes of these, and that's the best way. I tried doing notes on the phone, but like I'm always on the phone already. So right. I decided to give myself a little something to, you know, go a little old school and write stuff down. So it's been working out.
Dude.
So
there's nothing like writing, physically writing, like, you know, just coming from my teacher brain, like writing with pen and paper, like does wonders for
my
like,
kids are starting to learn
perspective
cursive now too.
Oh, good. Good, because that shit's like a lost art at this point.
Yeah, for sure. Look at my handwriting.
I'll do my handwriting's dog shit.
Garbage. I was rushing. I only had coffee at one point. My hands are shaking. Right. I noticed that my handwriting is all over the place. Right. I didn't eat anything. But where do you want to start, dude? Zach, anything on your mind? Let's talk about Pogba, shall we?
Yeah.
Unfortunate situation. Pogba's my boy. I when the news broke, I just felt terrible for him. I don't know why. And I hated the way people jumped on him. Did you notice that people were quick to get rid of him?
Yeah. And look, I really don't, this isn't an instance in which I'm going to necessarily slam dunk. I don't get it. When people like take the time out of their day to slam dunk on Pogba right now. Look, did he do something foolish? Obviously. Did he take it bad advice? More than likely. Did he think he could get away with this? Like, I don't know. I don't really feel like he's necessarily the type of guy. I think he just made like a mistake. And it's just like one thing after another with his streak of luck over the past year and a half has been atrocious. And you just feel for the guy because, like, from every report I've seen of people talking about him, I've said nothing about him. Nothing, just like he's a gentleman. He's a great person to be around. Like, he's a hell of a footballer. Like, this just seems like a bad, like, it was just like the worst, like, just mistake. And like, I'm sure part, like, I can imagine some of it is just like him being frustrated about the fact that he just can't stay healthy. He's trying to find any way to rehab this recurring injury. And like, I've had like people that I play like soccer with, like now obviously we're just playing rec ball, but like they'll like, oh yeah, tweak something at the gym. Like I'm doing like a testosterone, you know, steroid thing to like, you know, rebuild the muscle so I could like get back on the pitch faster, or I could rehab the injury more quickly so I can get back to lifting. Like people do it all the time. Like it's not like a weird practice, at least not in the States, but obviously like that would be something where like he had to use his head and be like, let me make sure and run this past like the Juve doctor.
I find it hilarious that he came to America, he had our food, boom. there's illegal substances in it.
Fuck them all up.
Yeah, come to America, kids. We got all sorts of shit in our food here. It's so funny. I started, you know, summer's done, you know, we did just crazy shit over summer, ate unhealthy, went to Europe, smoked a bunch of cigarettes because you cannot not, you know, it's just, I'm back on a grind. I'm back to, you know, healthy eating and working out, and it feels so good.
I'm after my own heart.
I love to bum out. I love to eat unhealthy food, not too much, you know. Tom is a little gets a little upset, but there's nothing like clean eating for me, or clean, you know, clean healthy living. I love it so much.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, going back to Pogba, it's so unfortunate. And I know when he got the news, he just cringed, because with all the stuff going on with the witch hunting and all whatever that was, and the injury and going back and playing 10 minutes at a time, and then boom, this. I can't say I blame Juve for trying to terminate the contract. So Adrian Sofyan, our friend from Indonesia, you can follow him on Twitter. He had a nice little summary about Pogba. So if you allow me. So latest on Pogba, he's waiting for doping analysis. He's doing the retesting. It will come back October 5th. So I don't know why it's taking so long. And I know why it should take 15 days, but here we are. He is in Turin. The squad is keeping in touch with him. However, he's not allowed to practice with the team. his salary was, I don't know how to explain this. Maybe someone else who's smarter than me can, but I'm just reading what I read. His salary was decreased to 40,000 euros. That's the minimum by contract he's allowed to get. So right. Basically, he's not getting paid now, just basically like minimum wage. Like if you're in sales, that's your minimum salary. So 40,000, he's making our money now. Welcome right. to the club, Pogba.
Right.
He's literally making the money of a teacher in the US. And that's about it. He's not allowed to practice with the team, but they're keeping in touch with him. It sucks. It sucks.
Right.
Especially knowing how useful he is on the field. When uh-huh. he came on, I forget who the team, Atalanta? I'm afraid to make a mistake.
When we played Bologna?
Bologna, he came yeah, on.
Changed 10, the game. 15
minutes. Yeah, yeah. He's, man, the career may be over or maybe not. Maybe he'll go somewhere. Saudi Arabia, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and it's possible. Giovanni
kept telling him. Shout outs to Gio, by the way.
Shout out to Uncle Gio. No, you're right. And my heart just breaks for him because yeah. I really do love like him yeah. as a player. We'll say what you will about like his time at Man United. He's a Juventino, like
for sure.
And the knowing just how much potential there is still there, like mm-hmm. as a footballer,
for sure.
His brain, like the way he sees the game and his touch is immaculate. Mm-hmm. But he just can't stay healthy. And like it seems to me that he's going to certain avenues that wouldn't necessarily fly, obviously, in a way to like make sure that I think he truly yearns to be a productive member of this team. He wants to help this team win. But it just doesn't seem to be in the cards and it breaks my heart, but you know, this sport has a knack for breaking my damn heart. And, I think it's just going to be one of those players where like, you know, we look back and we say remarkable talent at his peak was unplayable, basically like
yeah,
at his peak on his day, unplayable, but the injury caught up to him. And then it's just one or two bad breaks. In this instance, you know, taking a substance that he shouldn't have been taking knowingly or unknowingly. Well, I think he said knowingly. So I think he knew he took it but on bad advice. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I wish him the best in everything. You know, I wish the man no ill will whatsoever. I would love to have him if he wants to have like a technical role. By all means. Let's find somebody.
I mean, I can totally see him as an ambassador.
Brand ambassador.
Brand ambassador, social. I mean, that's basically what he's been doing for the last year. I also hate the fact that this gives so much satisfaction to United fans because when the transfer happened, I read the comments and I mean, they were saying he's finished. He's injured constantly. So let's go and look at it before his doping scandal. He's injured all the time.
Right.
And they may have been wrong. I can absolutely see Juve also suing him for the wages to get them back. Which would suck big time, but
right.
I mean it is 8 million euros a year, which
it's a lot of money. And I understand that it's a lot of money and money has been relatively tight given that, you know, what position we've been in, but man, it just doesn't sit right with me to kick him while he's down.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I personally, I would take issue with it. Like, it's one thing, you know, defending yourself against like Bonucci or whatever, you know, who's acting like a cock. But I don't know. I don't think what Pogba did doesn't feel malicious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, like, let it go, terminate the contract, and let him get his life together because it seems like mm-hmm. he really needs to do that. You know,
I can see him being relevant for the next 10 years. Honestly, with the social media reach, I follow him. I don't know how many followers he has. At least 3 million followers for sure.
Sure. Yeah.
I can totally see him. I mean, being the poster boy for Adidas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, again,
we'll see.
The man, we'll see. The man oozes charisma. Like, he just does.
Sure.
So I
the
mean,
the gang signs need to go though.
The
gang signs. That's all this pee. That's cringe as fuck.
Yeah, well, that's just like that seems to be like pop culture recently.
It's so crazy to me how gang signs and crip walking have infiltrated the pop culture, and now I just saw a reel that gives you a tutorial on how to crip walk.
That is hysterical.
I know, living in LA for so long, I just know that you do that in the wrong part of town, and then you get to see the tutorial. But I'm also aware that crip walking has also became like
pop culture, right?
Pretty, you know, unless you are
an actual
crip. Blood or a crip,
or
you
blood,
know?
Yeah, but right.
It's just, yeah, it's just
involved.
So yeah, if you're in the life, which I am, I'm a known crip. Well, let's talk about Bonucci. Speaking of suing people, what a dumbass! Am I right, Del Piero?
Yes.
And it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And humble brag, when we had Romeo Agresti on this podcast, I believe it was in, I don't remember when that was, but a few months ago, 6 months ago or so, he stated, there's no plans for him. He may go into coaching. That's all Agresti said. But as far as playing for Juve, he knew. You read that, correct? He knew that the you didn't read, did you?
He knew that the club was going to be taking him out of the squad. That he was
correct.
Done. Yeah,
correct. And you know, this is the most Bonucci thing ever. I'm sort of not even surprised at this point either. Are you?
No. Honestly, this kind of lines up with this character and what we've seen him be. Like, I don't know.
The ego on that man is just insane. But exactly. did you see his wife's post on Instagram?
Yeah, whatever. I'm not even bothering with her.
I was gonna write, no one's reading this shit, honey, but
yeah.
It was convoluted, it was confusing. I don't know if she was saying thank you or she was upset with the team. And people kept writing back like you're trying to be a legend for the club while doing this.
No.
And someone wrote that Dybala was pushed out, Del Piero was pushed out. No one tried to sue the club, you know. So don't try to pretend to be loving the team while suing them. It's I just hate all the negative stuff around Juve. I just hate, you know, especially now with social media, the screenshots. That shit stays forever.
Yeah, and that's you know, actually a conversation I was having with someone recently, one of my friends. I was basically having a conversation about how everything has to be like nothing can just be between people anymore. Everything is like it has to be blown up on the internet. I don't understand that concept. Like, you don't have to air every bit of your life out on the internet for comment and, you know, from people you don't know, and people usually have bad takes anyway.
But the majority of people who have something nice to say online don't say it. And Instagram was always ours. All of a sudden, you know, boomer generation took that shit over. And if you read the comments now,
oh boy.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up half the time. I know you're not supposed to argue with strangers, but it just gives me such satisfaction. Like, at the end of the day, I had a shitty day, and just some dumbass. By the way, let's take a step back for a second, and I'll tell you something that really bothers me lately. If there's a comedy, if there's like a reel that's very raunchy comedy from the 90s or 80s, what's the first comment that's going to happen? What's the first comment from a dude in gas station sunglasses you're going to see? Oh, I used to be able to joke around like that.
Woke culture destroyed this type of humor.
The only people who are mentioning that are you older people. Like, I go to comedy clubs and no one gives a shit. Like, if you're in the correct environment, obviously you're not making racial jokes or you know, generally risque humor. You're not doing it in the middle of the street. You're not doing it at school. So if a clip is from a comedy club, obviously it's still people are still doing it. You're just not looking in the right place.
Of course. And like that's always going to be around. like more risque or more
which is like, my type of comedy, you know. And sure. I hate to see people say we're not allowed to do that anymore. Yeah, you're looking on Instagram. You right. know, they're not those comedians don't want to post controversial stuff on you know, on Instagram right now.
It's a matter of like what you're joking about. Like anybody can make raunchy humor, but like, yeah, like don't use racial epithets when you do it. Like it's not that hard. Like you can be funny in ways that are still raunchy and kind of like edgy without being like a total piece of shit.
Nah, I feel like we disagree with you. There's this place for any joke if it's a good context and if it's a good joke. Obviously, saying it without trying to be funny is terrible.
Right.
But my point is that these dudes that haven't been in the comedy club in 30 years, they you know, they come out of our generation for being soft. While, you know, every generation had people who were upset by stuff. I remember when Eminem came out.
Oh, boy.
And
oh,
he was being picketed. He was. Now we remember Eminem being, you know, when he came out, he was the trailblazer. Very, you know, offensive raps. We get it. I don't listen to it anymore because, you know, we grew up. But at the time, we loved it. I don't know about you, but like, you know, it was something fresh and new.
He was breaking new ground when it comes to subject.
And he was being protested against, you know?
Oh, and yeah.
So the older generation, when they say, oh, nobody complained, people complained. Your mom complained, dude. In a gas station, sunglasses. Your mom didn't want you to listen to that shit. So that's my little chunk about. I've been.
Gas station been sunglasses. That's gas amazing. Station. I'm totally taking that.
For sure, man. For sure.
I'm absolutely stealing that.
So just to finish up on Bonucci, I don't know where it's gonna go. But it gave me great. I don't know how to look at that. Is he someone? If you're a real UF fan, do you appreciate what he's done? And now is just at the end of the career, something happened, things went wrong. Do we remember him as the guy, as the B in BBC, or kind of let it go and don't mention him again? I feel like it'll be unfair to not mention all the great things he's done, but he's a little bitch for suing Juventus. You know,
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't take away his legacy for at least the pre-Milan move. The pre-Milan move, Bonucci was one of the best center backs in the world, hands down. Just a remarkable player. I can't even take away what he accomplished in Euro 2020, 2021. I mean, just again, he was vital to that team winning that title.
Scored a goal in the final. You can't take it.
Scored the tying goal in the final. Hit his penalties. Did what he had to do. He was, you know. But this is going to taint his legacy. Mm-hmm. There's no way around it. Honestly, the move to Milan and the celebration, you know, against Juventus.
All he had to do is not celebrate.
All he had, just throw his hands up and be respectful if you loved this club so much, you know. But his character tells me or demonstrates that there is an ego about him that makes him make rash decisions in a way to sort of prop himself up or look bigger than he is or in the right in this instance. I will never take anything away from him, but this taints his legacy. I can't look back on his legacy with Juventus in the same way that I can look back on Chiellini or Bazzali or Buffon or Del Piero or Marchisio or whoever, you know. You just can't.
Yeah, real small dick energy there. And his, you know, having your wife write a scalding message on Instagram is not good either. You know, Juventus Stadium in black and white. And real weird dynamic there. But I do love that we have something good to talk about. Let's talk about Lazio Juve, shall we?
Yeah.
What a great game. Great atmosphere. Yeah. Great, two great goals. I watched
three great goals.
Shout outs to Giovanni. We had our Juventus Chicago official fan club meeting. A couple of people there. Giovanni, I've never seen Giovanni so happy when they scored. This dude, you gotta understand, Giovanni's a big guy. He's a rugby player for like the last 15 years.
Sure.
He gave me a bear hug and started throwing me up and down. He was so excited because when McKinney got the ball, and I'm talking about the second Vlahovic goal, got the goal, we stood up. And you got to understand, there's 500 English fans next to us.
Oh, boy.
And they all came out to watch the goal after they saw his celebration, how happy he was. Because McKinney gets the ball. I'm like, I mean, I'm so used to old Juve. He'll probably lose it. And then the cross, the diagonal ball all the way across the field. And it was a great, great pass because it wasn't a strong, like a shot type of pass. It was nice little rainbow flick. Three touches. It's all it took. And I said to Giovanni right away, if it was Messi or Ronaldo, this goal would have been viral by now. But unfortunately, it's Juventus. But, I saw it in plenty of places, and I posted a reel on our Instagram at Turin Giants. Please join us there as well. I kind of wanted to go live on Instagram because before the game, Nilesh, the guy who does our reels and some graphics. We got a big crew, by the way. Turin Giants. If you can bring any content, get in touch with me. We'll put you on. Zachy did it. Dave Dash. Kevin at the stadium. Kevin got mad props this year because
Kevin's killing it.
It was great content because he's at the stadium all the time, and we really wanted to bring you a lot of content because we knew something was brewing at the stadium, and it turned out great. It was great numbers, and people truly did enjoy the stadium atmosphere. I don't think many accounts do that, so I take real pride in finding Kevin. And long story short, if you do want to make content, specifically short length content, please get in touch with us. We've always got space for more people who are creative and who love Juve. So I just wanted to go live on Instagram, but I'm kind of shy to do it on my own. I would never be able to be on my own on camera, but I guess we'll do it sometime, talk about it. So let's dive in a little bit into the game itself. We're now 2 points behind Inter in second place. It's way too early to talk about the Scudetto race, but I feel like with not having Champions League and Inter having it, there's going to be a slip up. I have a good feeling about the first four games of the season, like many of us do. What did you think about the game, the atmosphere?
Well, first, just starting with the atmosphere, remarkable. It's the first time in a while that Juventus Stadium felt like a stadium and not a car park, you know? And the crowd was loud and vibrant and singing and
it's chanting. It's still not 2014, 15, 16 atmosphere, but we're getting there.
No, but we're exactly. The steps are being taken, and I heard it. It felt like I could feel the electricity, which is something I haven't been able to say for some time, to be quite honest. And man, did we deliver? We performed so well. Just tactically, we did all the right things. We were clinical. Mm-hmm. Our players stepped up to the plate and just played brilliantly all around. I mean, Jesus. Dusan's finishing was incredible. Oh, well, Vlahovic was imperious. Just the way his touches were on point, his movements were right, he was fired up, he was you know, pushing forward, trying to intercept the ball and push the press forward, and when he got his moments, he took them wonderfully. Just it demonstrated what this guy is capable of. And
something happened in summer for sure, because what we saw last year wasn't just Vlahovic. It was just a guy who's under a lot of stress.
Yeah. I think he was under a lot of pressure to perform, and he wasn't healthy. And that plays a mass. That doesn't just mess with you physically, but that also messes with you mentally, you know? I think what we're seeing now is the Vlahovic that we truly are going to get, are receiving, you know, from
I just read somewhere today that Pochettino, but which is, who is a Chelsea coach, by the way, Chelsea was such a mess, I could not keep up in summer. So apparently Pochettino is their coach, which I guess I should know, but I'm focused. Listen, at my age, you barely have time to focus on one team. So Pochettino thought that he wasn't good enough. So Vlahovic wasn't good enough. Thankfully, we dodged that bullet.
Oh, amazing.
Vlahovic of last game reminded me of Vlahovic at Fiorentina, which is, it's a dangerous Vlahovic. If you're about to play Juve, you're in big trouble, because I'll tell you why. What I liked about Vlahovic was he was literally like this. He didn't have time to think too much. You just saw him, boom, 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 2-3 touches, shot. He would score outside the box. He would score headers, free kicks. So we sort of saw glimpses of that where he wouldn't, his touches were clean. If he was facing his back was facing the goal, he would lay it off carefully. It was like the opposite of Lukaku. The passes were crisp. And he would just let go of his shots. He had a lot of chances and scored 2 goals against Lazio. Listen, that's pretty impressive. So I really did like the fact that he was the Vlahovic of old, where he was just like, pull the trigger, you know. So it was really refreshing to see.
Just clinical, man. Just
Chiesa, of course.
Oh well, he was making the defense go crazy, and he was just dogging them, and that finish, whew. Oh man, what a strike. Just a beauty. Like,
yeah, to compose yourself and to get the body like in that position. Yeah, Lazio, I think they underestimated you the big time. They came out kind of flaccid, and even when we conceded, I didn't think it was the end of it. I honestly thought there's definitely a chance we might come back.
Lazio never looked threatening, truly. They scored on just, and I hate to say it because I hate this dude, but they scored on a piece of just like an excellent strike from Alberto, who has a knack for doing that against us, naturally. But besides that, I never really felt like Lazio was threatening. I always felt like we had nullified most of their attack. I didn't feel like their game was free flowing. They didn't feel like that composed Sarri side that we know, that one, two touches and bang, 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 boom. It didn't feel like that to me. They felt disrupted. They felt irritated. Which is hilariously ironic, considering they were like, taking issue with the refereeing. It's like, bro, the 5 yellow cards that they called on Juventus were extremely soft. So I don't know what issue they're taking. But this was a game where Juventus was simply at it and looked peak. And Lazio simply was not up to the challenge.
Yeah.
We just bossed them in every way.
Focus is definitely there. It's really nice to see, man. I have such... Finally, I'm looking forward to Juve games. I'm sorry. Because last couple of season was just 2 hours of scrolling the internet while kind of having Juve in the background. Not all games, of course. There's some games that... But... Some of the games, first 10, 15 minutes, you just knew phone is coming out and you're
inconsistency.
Just gonna talk to your buddies.
Right. It was so inconsistent, you know.
First 15 minutes will go hard, but going hard for first 15 minutes was never really going hard. It was always just, you know, kind of attacking, and then the opposition would get hip to the fact and we would slow down and just go into... Danilo was the only guy last couple of seasons that was really kind of trying. And I just learned that Danilo was the first non-Italian Juve captain, like the official captain. Of course, there was captains if a captain would come out as a sub.
Right. Right.
But the official, you know, first Brazilian to captain Juve, and Matt Alessandro Belpiero is giving mad props to Danilo.
Absolutely. I think he's like the first foreign-born Juve captain since like the 60s, and he wasn't Brazilian. I think it might have been an Englishman or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was it's been a long time.
Yeah, I really like the way the team is gelling. And if it means not playing in a Champions League, if it means enjoying our team once a week, top twice a week with the Coppa Italia, maybe if there's a game, I am really enjoying it. I'm watching it as a fan. You know, if you're in the Chicago area, please sign up for our official fan club. And come watch the games with us. There's plenty of discussion, plenty of really nice people, and support your local fan club as well. You wouldn't believe how many fan clubs there are in America. So if you're listening here in the United States, seek out your local club or get in touch with me. I'll help you out.
Yeah, I got to get down to the Baltimore crew. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, it's a fun club. I know some people there, and they're consistent. They're very nice.
Oh yeah, looks great. They had a so it's in Little Italy in Baltimore, and they actually have bocce courts there, and they do like a
they have what?
Bocce. You know what bocce is? It's an Italian sport. It's like a game.
I do not, but I'm
basically there's a little ball, and you throw the little ball out there, and then the goal is to take some bigger balls. They're like made of the aim is to get it touching the small ball, and then of course like the other team is going to try and like, you know, knock your ball off of that, you know, and like of course like it's all about, you know, scoring points. It's classic. But they did a soccer ball bocce at the bocce ball. I like immediately hit them. I was like, oh man, I would love to get involved. They're like, next year, like, would love to have you. So I gotta start getting down there for some, you know, for some Saturday or Sunday games, just like going ahead.
How far is the drive to?
About 40 minutes. Easy.
Oh, that's not
easy
bad.
Stuff.
Yeah. Mine is 45 minutes as well. Right. But because Chicago has the city and the huge suburbs, suburbs in Chicago. So several people told me you need to call two meetings, one for the city folk and one for people in the suburbs. Right. Might start doing that. Just a little background to what we're doing. I'm doing so much stuff related with Juve. It's kind of insane.
I love it too.
I love it too. I just wish I had more time. There's, you know, the clothing brand, working with Dan, and social media game. I'm trying to step it up with the reels, and I found a way to make reels and give you guys more content. So like I said, Turin Giants on Twitter, on Instagram, please follow us. I cannot live without Juventus. So whatever level of involvement, whatever we can do, I'm there. So if you have any ideas, get at me. A little more about the Lazio game. Yeah, couple of things we should mention. I wish we kept that clean sheet. I kind of like the 3-0. That's my favorite score ever. But you know what? Oh, well, you mentioned a couple of yellow cards that were soft.
The first one on Moretti was ridiculous. The game just started and didn't do anything heinous. The same with the one with Bremer.
Bremer, the Ciro Immobile flop.
Yeah.
No good.
I'm like, where are they? I'm like, what's this ref doing?
Do you watch a lot of Immobile? Because I have Immobile thoughts.
By all means, spill them.
I mean, there's not much to say, but I feel like it's just whenever I watch him, if I didn't know he was the top scorer, blah, 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 he wouldn't even be an issue. Because I've seen this guy score so little goals. And for Italy, now he's, you know, considered a bit overrated. Just feel like people are making him a little more that he's actually... He's great. Don't get me wrong. Scored some great goals. I've never seen him.
Right.
But I'm glad he didn't get a chance to score at the game. Let's mention Weston McKennie again. I know I mentioned the pass.
Oh,
but who gets more shit and plays better than McKinney.
Just a dog, man. The dude fights no matter what. The dude just fights, and like you could tell, like he puts it all out there on the field. It doesn't, like, even if he's having a howler of a game, like he's gonna battle. There's no saying that. And like just his way, he's all over the field and he's making and then, you know, he's demonstrating his ability to pick a pass. I mean, God, the ball that he sends cross diagonally and Vlah, that he hits Vlahovic perfectly in stride. Yeah. And of course, Vlahovic's touch is wonderful. But like, I mean, McKennie put it on a platter. I mean, it's like if this is and this is the McKennie that I always knew was there. Mm-hmm. Like, because I've probably watched him more than most Juventus fans have, just because of my involvement with USMNT and watching that. But also I watched him, I was watching him at Schalke because he was there. And just my familiar, like, because I always liked him. And like just in his involvement, I know, like, his touch still needs work, but he's getting better. Like, I know he's still pretty young. Like, you got to give him a little bit more time to cook. You know,
this was his, I'm going to butcher that, his 100th game for Juve. And
what a game.
Yeah. Right. I mean, 100 games is no joke. And I'm so happy they didn't sell him. And I always mentioned the fact that when I met him, he was the coolest dude. And I told him last summer that I was so happy he didn't go anywhere. Right. And I hope that meant a lot to him.
Right.
Because from what I'm reading, just people just hate to hate. And I don't like that. I don't like when people hate to hate.
You
have to hate a few things. You can hate Inter. You can hate many things. But
right.
I mean, Inter is the only thing you're allowed to hate. speaking of Inter, they're firing all cylinders. People are predicting a two-horse race because Milan's not looking too hot. Napoli, I feel like they lost Spalletti. They lost. I don't even think they're going to make a top four, to be honest with you.
And I think I said in my prediction, basically, like, I don't know. I don't necessarily believe that Rudy Garcia's tactic, and especially his first season coming into this team. Now they kept decisive players, and that's a big deal. But you know, minus Kim was imperious for them last year. I can't.
Where is he now?
He's at Bayern Munich, anchoring the defense with De Ligt. Although De Ligt has been on the bench, so that, maybe that, taking De Ligt's spot.
I just saw a report that he may be coming back. And I he wouldn't be my son if I didn't mention the fact that, I mean, come on, look at this.
Look at this. He wants to come back, and we got a three-man defense of De Ligt, Danilo, and Bremer. I'm not gonna be complaining.
Let's go, baby. Most handsome back three in Serie A. I'm sorry.
Fact. That is a bona fide fact. That's not an opinion. That's a fact.
I'm so shocked he didn't work out at Bayern. I'm really shocked.
I think the tactical change. Because Tuchel isn't really. It's so funny. He wanted to go play offensive football, but then they hired Tuchel, and Tuchel really isn't the most offensive type coach. He's very much a more pragmatic, if you want to say
Is he German? Where is he from?
Yeah.
Yeah,
in a way, but I think he's a not as good. I mean, he's not as good as Allegri. I think Allegri has a far better understanding of the game. I honestly think that Chelsea's win in the Champions League that year against Man City was like a fluke. Like that's one of those.
Sorry, go ahead. I apologize. No,
you know, you look back, there are certain games that you look back in history that you're like, the better team did not win that day. Like, you could say that about Juve Dortmund in 96, 97. You could say that about Celtic against Feyenoord, or no, against Aston Villa in 1970. where the better team just did not win that day. Because sometimes the better team does not win. It's just the way that sports are. And I think,
didn't he take over from someone to join Chelsea when he won, right?
Yeah, he shit. Who did he take over for? Who was the manager before? Hold on, I gotta look it up now.
And it's while you think about it, it's so funny the Chelsea dynamics, because when they won the Europa League, I remember we knocked them out of the Champions League group, and they go on and they win the Champions the Europa League, and then
he took over for Sarri when Sarri left to go to Juventus.
Sarri was at Chelsea.
Yeah. He took them to a Europa League title. I remember watching that game.
Oh my god. Yeah, I guess. I mean, you're right. So, if De Ligt wants to come back, call me, baby. Let's go. It's, you know, stuff happens. You know, the talent is there. And like you said, maybe it's just the wrong system he's playing in.
Right.
I don't see him coming back. I would love to. I would love to for him to come back. But I think that bridge has been burned, especially after all the stuff that he said in the interviews and stuff. I can see him going to EPL and doing barely any defending.
Right.
But here's winning the defender of the year.
I really didn't take too many issues with his comments.
Same.
Like he was just saying, listen, stylistically, we weren't doing necessarily what I want to accomplish as a footballer. Like I prefer being a center back, a more quote unquote modern center back who plays forward. Okay. And I know just based on watching him at Ajax, I know he has that in his bag. He can pick a pass. He really can. So he wanted to be that. And Allegri, let's be real. Allegri two years ago, and even through last year, was not doing that. It wasn't fit for his game. Like, okay. But like, I also know, like, he can also be a defensive stalwart, and we saw that. So it's just a matter. And like, I also think he's also a confidence player. He wants to feel good where he's at. He didn't feel necessarily good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also mentioning last year, we talked about it with Giovanni. The team was, I think people misunderstand how much stress the team was under. So, you know, with the whole investigation and the points being back and forth, I can't imagine performing your job in a time like this.
I wouldn't want that. I don't envy their position in the slightest.
So I think we're kind of discounting the fact that the team was in such turmoil. Your president is gone. Your board resigns, and you're supposed to. Many people will say you're a professional. Jordan was winning championships through his father dying and his, you know, divorce or whatever, but that's Jordan. You know, these are not, you know, squad last year, half of them were not world-class players. Right. And if you did have a core of players that performed well, it was still really difficult for the whole team. So now that everything is, you know, done and dusted, hopefully.
And not to take away from the team. Yeah, and not to take away from Jordan's accomplishments or anything, but he didn't do it.
Do not slander.
I'm not
taking any Jordan slander.
Listen,
in this podcast.
Okay, listen. You're talking to a diehard Knicks fan here, okay? All right.
Uh-huh.
I'm not taking away anything that Jordan accomplished. But he didn't do it alone.
Yeah.
You know, like he had teammates that he trusted and knew how he worked and worked with him and helped him in a time of serious duress, hopefully, to get the best out of him. And of course, like, no, this is a testament to just Jordan's work ethic, is that he showed up and he put on.
Yeah. I can't even imagine.
Oh no. Are you kidding me? Oh, I wouldn't I couldn't imagine to any degree what he was going through, especially with regards to his father and then having to go and play, like, you know.
Did you watch The Last Dance?
You know, I have not.
Oh, what? What's wrong with you?
It's gonna reopen wounds that are that there was, don't there tend was a lot to go Knicks, away.
There was a lot of Knicks content there for sure.
Listen, all right. Look, some of the most memorable battles in NBA basketball history, but boy, oh boy, it hurts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can imagine. I don't see the Knicks winning the championship in the next 10 years. I don't understand. I'm giving you mad props here, but I just don't understand.
We're one piece away. We're one piece away.
One piece away. Let's see, man. Let's see. Zachy, man, I think we touched on everything. This was kind of a laid back podcast where we talked about all the stuff in the news. I'm getting text messages from Giovanni. He's saying that he may be able to join tomorrow.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get a couple more people.
Yeah.
And we'll do like a relaxing, just, you know. Where we just talk about Juventus and not a specific game. Not that we talked a lot about Lazio, and that's the downside of recording several days after. And we apologize that we didn't give the game enough credit, but I think that we sort of covered the general topics of the game.
I mean,
Everything was. Lucas was also missing. That's our guy when it comes to formations and stuff like that. But I think we did all
right. Right. Well, essentially, to wrap it up, you had two players who were good and the rest of the players who were bang average, like, or less than that. I think Sarri, Allegri knows Sarri's tactics and he adjusted well. You know, when we were switching to a defensive formation, we were dropping into a 4-4-2 rather than a 3-5-2. And then when we were going forward, we pivoted to a 3-5-2 to overwhelm them in the midfield. And we didn't dominate possession. We had like 36 total percent possession, but we were clinical. We didn't need the ball. We knew how to get after him.
So. Well, let's finish the topic of Lazio with ratings from Lucas at Juve Podcast on Twitter. Vlahovic, he spells it VHLA, which again,
he's trying
to talk to my guy. So Vlahovic, 9.25, a man of the match. We got to talk to him about the whole 2.5 business as well. Chiesa, 8.25. Kostic, 6.25. I don't think Kostic was that bad. I got to disagree with my man Lucas here. Kostic, kind of a workhorse. You need that player on your team.
He did work.
Miretti got the lowest with a 6 points. Maybe right, but he's also like 12 and playing his 50th game for Juve. It was a pretty big game. McKennie, I don't think McKennie was 7.25. I think he was way above that.
Oh, I think he's better than that.
Yeah. Tech, 6.75. Man, I got to talk to him about these. what's the 2.5? I mean, what's the 0.25? Is that because
this is where it'd be helpful if we had him, right?
I know, right? But anyways, boys and girls, thank you so much. Again, TurinGiants.com, at TurinGiants on Twitter, at Juve Podcast on Twitter, at TurinGiants on Instagram. I'm just trying to do, I hate the promotion part of this because it feels like I'm just trying to push it on you guys. But I just want you guys to enjoy what we do because we work really hard on creating contact for you guys.
Gotta let them know where to find us.
Yeah. I just hate self-promotion. That's why, Turin Giants clothing is not doing as hot. So if you guys can do me a favor and just go purchase something. By the way, if you're watching this, just bought some new shirts. So we've moved on from the shirts that, you know, your regular merch providers provide. We're now
what do we got? To
higher quality, stretchy. This is like the streetwear brands. This is what they use. There's some good stuff. So watch out for Turin Giants. We're going to start, giving you more stuff. A Buffon shirt and hoodies are in the works because hoodie season is coming. As you can see, I'm already rocking.
And I need hoodies.
Yeah, baby, let's go. Well, you're not going to pay for it, but you guys are actually costing me money. So,
you don't pay me.
What? You haven't been getting the checks? What?
Like, where have they been going?
Wait, you guys are getting paid? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, you guys are getting paid?
But yeah, Buffon stuff is coming up. Pirlo, no party is just...
It's a gem.
Go check it out. Yes, please. So maybe tomorrow we'll come back. We'll do a fun little podcast.
Yeah.
Zach, you're the man. I love you. Appreciate you, buddy.
Dude, anytime.
No, you're awesome. Thank you, guys. Boys and girls, stay hydrated. Check on your friends. And Forza Juve.
Forza Juve.